up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Ruben Flores is collecting supplies and money at his Laguna nursery to help hurricane victims in Laguna Beach's sister city of San Jose del Cabo. The town's water supply is cut off because of a damaged purification plant. Its airport is also offline. The city council made appointments to the Canyon Task Force on Tuesday. New members include artist Louis Longhi, John Hamill, Ruth Stafford, and Lorraine Auger. The task force first meeting convenes October 15th in the city council chambers and will be televised with the public welcome to attend. The city council gave the okay of the establishment of a Woods Cove assessment district in order to underground utilities. The city agreed to put $600,000 for assessment engineering, which will be repaid if residents approve the project once final costs are estimated in about 3 years. Tony Eisman abstained since she's in the district. John Madison continues to pursue his city council candidacy despite questions about fabricating his professional and academic credentials. He has agreed to an appearance on Billy Freed's Laguna Talks radio show tonight on this station at 9 p.m. and at a fundraiser on his behalf by Greg Abel. Join the Styrofoam Police and make a difference during California Coastal Cleanup Day this Saturday. Laguna Beach's Echo Warrior Foundation, led by James Pribram, is setting up cleaning stations in 4 locations. Gloves and cleanup bags will be provided from 9 to 11 a.m. at SUPCO, Soul Project, California Surf and Paddle, All on Coast Highway, and Quicksilver Board Riders Club on Forest Avenue. The public is invited to attend the dedication ceremony of the Police Memorial Eternal Legacy outside the police department this Sunday at 5 p.m. Local artists Gerard Stripling and Michelle Taylor created a sculpture and benches for an alcove that faces Loma Terrace. The street will be closed from 3 to 6 p.m. for the dedication. The sculpture dedication coincides with the first anniversary of police officer John Cucci's death in a tragic accident last September. Donations raised by the Police Employees Association and the Laguna Beach Community Foundation paid for the installation, and kudos to them for getting it installed in time. The film Small Time screens at Laguna Art Museum at 7 p.m. tonight. It's free to members and $5 to non-members. Director and writer Joel Surnow will attend the screening for a Q&A. Los Angeles Times critic Betsy Sharkey's called the film an indie gem. And finally, don't expect to buy tickets at the door for Sunday's bluegrass concert with Laguna Beach Live at the Ranch. It's sold out. Due to construction on site, parking is limited. Laguna Beach Live's Cindy Pruitt says too many guests may negatively impact the experience, so ticket sales have been cut off. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.